Hey there, this is Nick One Harding. I have a little story to tell you about a time when I crossed a boundary. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. What can you say about the law? You respect it, but you also hate it. It keeps you safe, yet it restricts the things that you're capable of doing. Now, I can understand why some people want to go out there and do their own thing, break the rules, break the law. But it's only a matter of time before the long arm of the law reaches out and grabs you. And believe me, when it does, you know it.
I broke both those rules and a lot more. One day I was just laying in my bed when I looked to the side and see an envelope hanging out of my mom's coat pocket. It was hanging on the door. Curiosity piqued, I looked inside, and to my surprise, there were literally thousands of dollars in cash in the envelope, like hundreds, fifties, just moolah. Well, being the greedy little bastard I am, I reached inside and took out $1,500 for myself. Was it a bad thing to do? Definitely. But I was like 11 years old at the time, so I was completely ignorant as well as arrogant as to what I could and couldn't get away with. I honestly thought I'd get away with this, that mom wouldn't notice that she was missing literally 1,500 bucks in cash. But of course, she did find out. Very soon, in fact. But by then, I had blown almost all the money on video games, which was definitely a just dumb thing to do. But of course, she calls the cops, and that's when things get a little scary. So yeah, the police show up, and it was only a matter of time before they connected me to the theft. But instead of accusing me right then and there, because they knew I did it, they had more than enough evidence that I did it, they made me confess to them right on the spot. I had to confess to like 3 police officers. Now, being 11, that was the scariest thing I ever had to do. I thought I was gonna go to jail. I committed grand larceny, a felony, at just 11. That was the dumbest thing I could have ever done. Now, the police didn't arrest me, they let me off the hook. But that doesn't mean I was left without consequences. Along with grounding me for a year and a half, I pretty much broke my mom's heart. I pretty much lost all of her trust because of one stupid thing that I never should have done in the first place. Anyway, I've never done anything that stupid ever again. I've never broken the law ever since then, nor do I intend to anytime soon, if ever.
Why do people break the law? Do they honestly think they're getting away with it? I guess so, because I sure as heck did. Then again, I was also being a greedy idiot, so that may have played a factor into it somehow anyway. The point is, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, if you break the law, no matter how small it is, the police will find you. Sooner or later, it's only a matter of time. It is inevitable. But I just hope that people learn their lessons like I did when they get caught, because the risk-reward of going to jail just isn't worth it. Not even for $1,500. It's just not. Anyway, this has been Naquan Harding, and remember,